Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only. Ding! Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Masturbation.
I fucking love you. I love you. I fucking love you. Yeah. That's Jeff loves Patrick. Jeff loves Patrick. Masturbator. Fucking masturbator. 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 I'm a masturbator. I'm a fucking gooner bater.
February 7th, 2008, coming up on the program today, granny finger blasting, plus more toe licking, and another child dies being stupid. It's gonna be a great day. All of this plus your emails on an extended edition of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Hey, all my gooter baiters, this is the Distorted... What the fuck was that guy talking? What's a gooter baiter? Guy's nuts. Although we all say things we don't mean in the throes of passion. Things like, I love you, I will never leave you, no, I don't have crabs, etc., etc. They're all lies, love is a farce, everyone dies alone. Valentine's Day is just around the corner. This is a perfect segue, actually. Two things I hate more than anything in the world. Valentine's Day, seeing happy couples together at dinner or what have you, canoodling. I hate that, and I also hate Kidz Bop. You remember the albums where kids sing normal, like, hits on the radio? They take these songs, some of which are okay, you know, decent songs, and then the children sing it, and they use their annoying, high-pitched, whiny voice, and they vocally rape the songs to death. Because, you know, like, when a rapist rapes a woman, and, like, before she's raped, she's fun and bubbly and everything, and then after the rape, she's just, like, I don't know, she's got that blank look on her face, kind of like the life has been sucked out of her, she's just a shell of the woman she used to be. That's what happens to these songs. The children rape the life out of the songs. Maybe that was a little too graphic, I don't know. But anyways, believe it or not, there's a new Kidz Bop coming out, Kidz Bop 13. Someone just recently voicemailed that to me. I heard on the voicemail section on the show a few days ago. Unfortunately, it's not being released until, I think, like February 9th or something like that. So we've got a few more days, and I can't find any, like, previews of it. I know what songs are on there, but no actual previews, and believe me, wait till you hear these fucking things. But anyways, during my search, I found something horrible that really marries the two things that I hate more than anything, Valentine's Day and Kidz Bop. Yes, a Kidz Bop Valentine was released in 2006, featuring all love songs. The type of song that children really know nothing about. They've never experienced love, heartbreak, everything that is associated with Valentine's Day, these kids have no business singing about. And I've got a couple clips for you. If you guys want to check it out, you can buy the CD on iTunes. Here's the first one. You may remember this Hoobastank song called The Reason.
I never meant to do those things to you.
Do those things to you? What the hell could these children be singing about? Did someone steal their cookie?
So I have to say before I go.
Here comes the children, I bet.
I just want you to know I found a reason for me to change who I used to be.
I don't... Honestly, and I probably say the same thing every time I play these Kidz Bop things, but I just get so infuriated. The real the people that should be really ashamed of themselves, not the kids, the vocalists who are singing these covers of these songs. Here's one called True. Deep inside, oh no.
Attached to you.
I'm weak. It's true.
What sort of lame-ass kid would want a Kidz Bop CD rather than, you know, the original song? Because if you like the original song, you should just get that. Here is A Moment Like This. A little Kelly Clarkson action. And then a classic.
This
is from Top Gun, right?
Watching in slow motion as you turn around and say, my love,
you know what song I want to hear a Kidz Bop cover of?
Sucking on my titties like you want to be.
All the time,
I like money.
Check out my Chrissy behind, it's fine all over the time.
What else is in the teachers of peaches?
Like sex on the beaches.
Oh, what? Huh?
Oh. Right. What?
Oh.
Huh? What?
Fuck the pain away! Fuck the pain away! Fuck the pain away! Fuck the pain away! Fuck the pain away!
Now, that, I would pay for that. There you go. A Kidz Bop Valentine's. Ugh. Speaking of romance, I've got a slobbery blowjob here. Very sloppy. It's gross. There's such a thing as too much spit involved. It's like Turner and Hooch giving you a blowjob, or Beethoven. I can't remember which one was the dog. Was it Turner or Hooch? Like, there's so much blow. There's so much slobber on this dude's cock. When she, like, takes her mouth off of the cock, there's spit coming from her nose all the way down, like a string down to his penis. It's so gross. I love slobbery audio. I think it's funny. She's up, coming up for a breath. I don't know how it got all in her nose. It looks like snot. I love that. There's just too much cock in that mouth. I love the cough because you can actually hear the cum in her throat. See? Too much for her to handle. Last piece of audio I have for you is an old-fashioned news bloopy. He was talking about some Miss America winner or something. You'll see what I'm talking about
with
here.
With all that money that was sent to the tsunami survivors. Well, she lost her tittle thanks to her title. Jesus.
What was that again?
She lost her tittle.
Her tittle.
Her title. Jesus. Oh, God. The internet, what they're going to do with this one.
Oh, that's God. Right.
Well, the former Miss Nevada could take Donald Trump to court.
It's not that funny, come on. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up. Yes, just a quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now, $5 a month or $50 a year. What do you get? You get full access to the Distorted View archive. That's over 700 programs, 700 episodes of Distorted View, not to mention all of the video casts we've done. Plus, we do extended shows like today, for instance. After the regular show ends, for you Freeside people, I'll do an additional 10 or 15 minutes of audio stupidity for you. Plus, we do weekend shows occasionally. I think this weekend we're actually going to do a weekend program or video cast for you as well. So now's a great time to sign up. $5 a month, $50 a year, superfreaksideshow.com. First story we have for you today. This one comes from Virginia. It's a short one, but I guarantee you the mental image will be etched in your mind forever. Tattooed, if you will. Just like a tattoo. I'll always have you. A 62-year-old Suffolk, Virginia woman was arrested on Monday and charged with taking indecent liberties with a child after she was accused of masturbating in front of her grandchildren. That deserves a ta-da. Followed, of course, by dry heaves. Believe it or not, that is the best dry heave sound effect I could find. Listen to this other one. This one is so ridiculous. For you fans of Distorted View, I'm about to compare that sound to something else. Can you guess what it is? I'll give you a few seconds on the clock. Alright, time's up. If you said I'm going to compare the dry heaving sounds to the crazy homeless man, you'd be right. Maybe that homeless guy was just choking on something. Had the dry heaves. A police spokeswoman said Mary Elizabeth Jones was arrested at her home on South 7th Street. She was taken to the Western Tidewater Regional Jail and released on bond. According to the police report, a witness told officers that on January 8th, Jones masturbated in front of more than one grandchild. I can't imagine what that sounds like. An old person with her dried up cunt finger blasting herself. Can that feel good, being so crackly down there? This is what I imagine her masturbating sounds like.
Harry Truman! Oh, God! You're so big! Oh, pale! Oh, the Great Depression gets me off! Dust Bowl! War rations! Oh, this is getting me so hot! I want that gimp Franklin Roosevelt to fuck me! I want to ride him on that chair! I don't care if his cock is paralyzed!
Horny old broad. Second story we have for you today, this one comes from Minneapolis. A Minneapolis man has been sentenced to 5 years of probation after police say he robbed a woman of her keys and cell phone, then took off her shoes and promptly licked her toes. On Wednesday, Carlton Germain Davis, 26, was sentenced in Ramsey County Court to probation and evaluation for the next 5 years. According to the sentence, if Davis doesn't complete probation, he will have to serve 21 months in prison. According to the criminal complaint, Davis approached a woman who was leaving work around 1 a.m. last September. He said to her, in a very demanding voice, "Put your cell phone and purse inside the bag." The complaint said that the 24-year-old woman was frightened, so she complied. After giving Davis her belongings, he demanded she take off her shoes. She did so, and David responded, "Now I'm gonna suck your feet." I would have added, "Bitch." "Now I'm gonna suck your feet, bitch." Either that or, "Toe fuck my mouth, bitch." Although then that kind of gives her the power. I don't know. Why would you want to suck someone's toes? First of all, you don't know where this woman has been. She might have been at work all day, and her feet could have been sweating. Ugh, gross. Toes are so gross. I worked at a place with this guy who looked just like Newman from Seinfeld, and he would clip his toenails at his cubicle. And you just hear the clipping of the toenails. And then, also, he had a fungus issue. We actually think it was gangrene setting in because he had diabetes that he didn't do anything about. Mess. And he stunk. Newman. That's another reason you should be very picky. If you do like to suck toes, I would not do it to strangers because you don't know where their feet have been. Ugh. The victim told police that she was too I don't understand people. She was too shocked and scared to do anything. Davis then tried to suck her neck. But as...
"I'm a very polite vampire."
Yes, he tried to suck her neck, but thank God, Some people walked by, and he took off. Police arrested Davis a few minutes later, about four blocks away. Davis already served 152 days and has received credit for time served. Final story we have for you today. This is a feel-good story. This is what I live for. A five-year-old girl was hanged with a pink ribbon she'd been using as an innocent game with her sister and friend. Shannon Thomas had been pretending to be a puppy minutes before she was found by her father, Philip, in the bedroom. Coroners said her death was due to a freak and tragic accident. There are no accidents. It's all part of death's design. God hated this little girl. A verdict of accidental death was recorded. The hearing was told that on Saturday, February 3rd last year, Shannon, her sister Amy, and her friend Courtney had spent most of the afternoon playing in Shannon's bedroom. Her father had been making regular checks to make sure the girls were safe, well, and enjoying themselves. Courtney left, and shortly after, Mr. Thomas went back upstairs to check on his daughters. When he opened the door to Shannon's bedroom, he found her with a ribbon attached around her neck. The end of the ribbon was caught on the handle of a wardrobe. Quote, "I struggled with the ribbon and could not loosen it." Her mother, Nicola...
Nicola.
Close. I'll give that one to you, but... just not quite. Her mother, Nicola, rushed upstairs to try and help. Paramedics attempted to resuscitate Shannon, and she was taken to the hospital. Further attempts by doctors at the accident and emergency department were also unsuccessful. I wonder if they tried peanut butter. Just like a little bit of peanut butter under her nose. Dogs love that. Speaking after the hearing, Mr. Thompson urged parents to spend as much time with their children as they could and make sure they played safely. Quote, "She will always be missed and will always be in our thoughts. I speak for myself and, of course,
Nicola,
my lovely wife." That, my friends, is your distorted news for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with my freaky deekies here.
Hey, this is Matt, a new Sideshow listener. I just heard... not heard, saw Fat Man drink a whole bowl of gravy.
Yes.
It looked like he was drinking a giant bowl of semen. Anyway.
Well.
Thank you.
I don't know. I wonder what the Fat Man sexual orientation is. We sort of skirted the issue during my interview. I think I asked him if he was seeing anyone, and he said no.
Hey, Tim. What's up?
Not much.
I made an observation.
Yep. I like how she gave a little pause there for me.
Hey, Tim, what's up?
Oh, well, you know, not so much. I've got this rash, but I think that...
I made an observation the other day that I wanted to share with you.
Go right ahead, my dear.
I don't mean this as an insult, because, you know, I'm sure you're a pretty handsome guy. But I saw a guy on TV that I think looks like you in a weird way.
Oh, God.
They play this commercial with this guy on it, and it comes on during American Idol, usually... and it's last year's contest winner for Harris Teeter. And, like, that, I don't know if it's a grocery store where you guys are, but it is where I am. And they had a contest where you could write this theme song for the grocery store. And this guy won. And the prize was you get to perform your song in a commercial during American Idol, and everyone would see it. And the guy's name is Chase Holfelder. And he is, like, your, like, younger, blunder, gayer brother. I don't know. Check it out and see what you think.
Well, we don't have that chain of stores here, so if anyone has a screen grab or a picture, maybe it's on the store's website or something. I don't know. Check
that
out.
What's up, Mr. Tim?
Hey.
You have a new fan here, man. Ooh. I've been listening for a little while now. I called back a couple weeks ago. I am just so hooked on this show, but there's just one thing that's really, really disturbing me, man. That story about the maggots from a while back.
Yes.
Oh, man. That'll make your fucking skin crawl.
Yeah, I mean, that's real. That's really been probably the greatest Sextastic Tuesday story in DV history.
Anyway.
All other stories are compared to that, but live up to that.
Hope to hear some more good shows coming up. I'm sure I will. And
well,
by the way, Dick and Nuts.
Dick, yeah, stays crunchy in milk.
Dick and Nuts.
I think we have some Alexis K. Tyler audio to play during the sideshow. What is this about here? Messed up.
Hey, Tim, it's Audrey from New York.
So many ladies calling in.
Hey, Tim, it's Audrey.
from New York. I just wanted to call and share a little story with you about my DARE officer. I'm sure we're all familiar with the DARE program, DARE to keep kids off drugs.
Right. DARE to keep a kid off drugs. DARE to give a kid some hope. DARE!
That was an old DARE song. They've since changed it, I think, in the late 90s or something.
A couple years ago, our DARE officer was arrested for drug possession. And if that wasn't bad enough...
Don't DARE officers bring drugs to the school to show you what it looks like?
Last week, I saw him on the news again for kiddie porn. That's right.
God.
Our DARE officer likes drugs and children. What better place to put him than in the DARE program?
Exactly. You're around drugs and children all day.
I understand that with all the freaks out there. Great job, Tim. I love your show. Can't wait to hear more.
Thank you so much. And finally today...
Hey, Tim. This is Zach from California. I just wanted to let you know how Distorted View ruined my life.
Okay.
I was walking home from school with a couple of friends today and happened to be listening to part of Distorted View where you had someone puking. Quite a bit, actually. And someone pulled one of the headphones out of my ear, started listening, just wanted to see what kind of music I was listening to, got right in the middle of the puking when the pitch just made the beautiful splatter.
Oh, yes.
So,
it's from a video called Hot Lunch, for real.
I'm down one friend now. Thanks a lot, Tim.
For those of you who enjoy the juiciness, the wetness of that particular vomit, I have the video on my computer. I'm going to share it with you as a DV video cast for you Sideshow members, because as far as I can tell, there's no nudity. There's nothing that is really horrible on there, aside from the fact that there are is just great quantities of all sorts of vomit. There's like kind of like a taupe-colored vomit, pink, green... all the colors of the fucking rainbow are represented in Hot Lunch. Crazy Eight. The Crazians are at it again. That is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is in Oh God. I hope she doesn't lose her tittle. Vote for us a podcast alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. If you guys are Sideshow members, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we'll see you back here tomorrow for the Big Friday Show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Sound speaks louder than words sometimes, but not everybody listens. Be known to all when I shut your mouth. Sound speaks louder than words sometimes, but not everybody listens. Be known to all when I shut
no money. I want nothing. I want my God and I want my family. She's tampering in downside and stuff.
She's not a Christian.
The entire house is dark sided too. Gargoyles, slag it.
This is tainted.
I don't want it. Whatever it is, it's tainted.
Everything's ungodly. Dark sided.
I give it up to God. I'm a God warrior and I don't want